Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
A bombshell from the DOJ, the Southern Poverty Law Center now facing a series of federal charges. The feds accused the nonprofit of secretly funneling millions in donations to leaders of hate groups that it swore to fight.
The SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose by paying sources to stoke racial hatred.
This includes 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of bank fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. Officials say more than $3 million went to members of groups like Unite the Right and even former KKK members. In a statement to Fox News Digital,
they were supporting the American Nazi Party, Lee,
while calling everybody else Nazis.
Christopher Rufo tweets this morning, and he's right. If these allegations are true, the Southern Poverty Law Center is likely to be the largest single funder of white nationalist extremism in the United States.
Yeah. The very thing that they claim that they're opposed to.
Texter writes, the supply of right-wing hate was so low that a left-wing anti-hate group had to subsidize it. Well, so it could then raise money to fight it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then you look at the details inside the indictment, which, by the way, grand jury voted to indict. So this isn't something that the Department of Justice just baked up.
Yeah, it's not just merely an accusation. It
right.
is an indictment.
It is. And inside of it is a couple of incredible facts that one of the coordinators of the Charlottesville rally actually coordinated his racist messaging that he posted with the Southern Poverty Law Center. We don't know who this person is yet. And they even paid him and, catch this part, they also paid transportation costs to bring in people for the riot, or should we say fake riot, that resulted in 3 dead people. Wow.
Damn.
Can you imagine if a group on our side got caught funding this? We'd never hear the end of it. We would never hear the end of it. Now, this all syncs up very nicely because I remembered you and I talking about it. So I went back and pulled it because there was some really good reporting done on our side about who actually organized that rally. That famous rally, the Charlottesville rally, that was host to the Very Fine People hoax. Remember how the media spliced what Donald Trump said?
Yeah.
And Jake Tapper would later admit, no, he didn't actually say that. We just spliced it and faked it. Yeah. Well, the quote was as fake as the rally, apparently. Remember these people? Because at the time, we all thought this was very strange. The people organizing it, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, including the key guy, Jason Kessler, who pulled the permit for it, were Democrats. Like, right up until Trump took office. Then 5 minutes later, discovered that they were actually right-wing racist, weirdly. Yeah. Before that, Jason Kessler was an Occupy Wall Street pro-anarchist socialist demonstrator who suddenly, I guess, fell what? I don't know, hit his head one day and decided he was a right-wing racist?
Yeah.
Weird, right?
Quite a transformation.
Yes. Proudly voted for Obama, posted that all over his social media. Until January of 2021. What month was that? That'd be the one where Trump took office. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Now, we don't know who the person was that they were paying. Want to bet it's Kessler?
Could be.
Could be. He wasn't the only one, by the way. There were multiple people that we profiled at the time, all of whom had been left-wing activists of one sort or another who all of a sudden took to organizing this thing. So, and look, we can't lose track of, you know, we're laughing about this today, but we're really, I think, in some ways really missing the point of all of this, like what the point of Charlottesville was, what the point of all this fake hate is, and that is to strip Trump voters of their basic civil rights. Because remember, the Biden regime justified the persecution of Trump voters using this, especially Charlottesville.
Right.
Yeah. They had, you know, while we now know the Biden administration was secretly moving 700 to 1,000 unvetted Muslim men into the country from special interest countries, which means we can't vet them because their leadership is given over to terrorism. Remember, they used that welding equipment, sent the Border Patrol out there to permanently weld the door open at Lukesville. So they're cooperating with the Islamic Association for, Cooperation for Muslim Advancement, to bring in these, I forget their exact name, I'm sorry, blanking, I had it earlier, to bring in all these Muslim men, clearly the next generation of terrorists, weld the door open while rejiggering the entire Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, to focus on what? What Biden FBI Director Christopher Wray would say was the gravest threat to America, right-wing terror, particularly right-wing racist terror. So, Lee, this is all connected. This is why the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing this. Mm-hmm. Remember what they used that as justification for, because I remember, and y'all, a lot of times when I do these things, you remember stuff too that I forget, so text it to me. Using the justification of the scourge of right-wing terror, they censored us on social media, pressured banks to troll through our accounts, turn over to the Biden Treasury, perfectly legal purchases by millions of people, including transactions for religious texts, Bibles, gun supplies, anti-Biden books, merchandise, T-shirts, anti-Kamala Harris books, merchandise, T-shirts, that get you on the list, or pro-Trump stuff. The FBI even showed up at people's homes. Remember that? Mm. Then the FBI infiltrated the most conservative and religious groups in the Catholic Church in the name of battling right-wing terror. They debanked us. They took our social media accounts by the thousands. They deleted our posts by the millions. And Lee, this week there was a major ruling in a lawsuit because there was a monopolistic cabal of advertisers and federally funded under Biden left-wing groups that were demonetizing conservatives under the theory that we were right-wing terrorists. Mm-hmm. That alone cost five outlets, Breitbart, Daily Caller, Federalist, and two others, $100 million in revenue.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That was a federally funded USAID group pressuring advertisers to abandon us because, you know, we were living through the scourge of right-wing terror. All in aim of fighting racist right-wing terror funded by the Democrat Party via the Southern Poverty Law Center. See, I put it all together for you. Who are the fascists now? Now, they say that they were just trying to infiltrate these groups. They were just paying informants. Well, then why would you pay for the transportation of people to go to the Charlottesville rally then?
Yeah.
You only need an informant. You don't need an entire busload.
Yeah. An informant usually lets you know what's going on, doesn't participate in the activity.
Right.
Or at least encourage the activity and amplify it.
And there's a problem with it, too, because that excuse is not going to hold water. Here's Todd Pyro and Josh Ritter this morning, Fox News.
Can a private entity implant an informant in another private entity in order to gain information? Based upon my reading of the law, that's illegal. What say you, counselor?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go ahead and do it. And if you're doing it, you're committing fraud. And that's exactly what they were doing here. I don't know where they got this idea that this was somehow within their edict of what they're telling their contributors they were set out to do. But this is really wild stuff. I mean, that's exactly what it is. The way that you described it is that they were operating outside of the law by saying that they were developing informants.
They unfortunately also committed fraud in opening the bank accounts under fake names.
Yeah, that's where it really gets sticky.
Yeah. No, you don't get to do that. But we all know what they were really doing. They were astroturfing, just like they did the Russia collusion hoax. They were astroturfing hate to then use as the justification to turn all our intel apparatus on Trump voters. And they needed fake hate for the very real persecution that they did to us.
Further evidence that the Biden administration was weaponizing government to go after the political opposition.
Based on no hate, because there wasn't any. So that's where we are. And look, I guarantee you, we're going to find a couple of things. Jason Kessler will be the guy they were paying. Just wait for it. That's coming. It makes sense. That's why they had to send an Occupy Wall Street Obama supporter in there to run Unite the Right, to run Charlottesville. It was all astroturfed. And then we're going to finally that Southern Poverty Law Center is just one of the Democrat NGOs funding all of this. There will be others, and they're going to look for them now that this has happened. By the way, do you know this investigation actually started before this particular presidency? Biden unplugged it, and the Trump administration then plugged it back in. I don't know if Trump started in his first term or not, if his DOJ did, I'm not sure. They didn't say, but Biden paused it, his administration, and we put it back on. So very interesting. We need to keep digging. And this is going to get all the pajama sleuths looking at the funding now for all of this. And they should. They need to begin to go through all of this, even the Proud Boys, and take a look at who's funding them. Because when you look at, you know, Enrique Tarrio and January 6th and all of that, the left went wild about, look at the Proud Boys. Look at them. They're racist, even though they're run by a guy who's half black, half Hispanic. Yeah. Doesn't count. And then it ended up, remember we found out that Enrique Tarrio wasn't real? The guy running the Proud Boys. I mean, he's an actual person, but he was also an FBI informant. See all this? I really think you're going to find even an FBI nexus here, too, with a lot of this. to fake the hate so they could justify the crackdown. It's how you get to a totalitarian regime. Hitler would have loved it. Remind me of the work he did in Poland. These Democrats, they kill me, man. They kill me. What they say they're fighting is exactly what they are. And by the way, you know my favorite part of all of this is?
What's that?
They were funding the Nazi party.
Oh, yeah.
All they do is tell us we're Nazis.
Yeah.
I guess they wanted to make sure the Nazi party didn't go out of business. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, yeah. How would they justify taking away our Bill of Rights protections then?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Are you looking for a money reset? With the new year upon us, the Jill on Money podcast is here to help you take control of your financial life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.